I'm Shay Frank, and you're listening to Why So Today for Thursday, April 2nd. A Republican-sponsored bill would allow Ohioans to deduct the profits from sales of real estate, stocks, and other investments from their state income tax. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports the sponsor says exempting capital gains from taxes would help economic development across the state. But the numbers show nearly all of the benefits go to the wealthiest Ohioans.
Representative Tom Young says repealing capital gains taxes removes a barrier that discourages economic investment, and he says everyone in Ohio will benefit.
The hope is it would incentivize more people, and that's really the key here.
Young and researchers with the Legislative Service Commission agree that repealing capital gains taxes could cost the state as much as $680 million a year. But a memo from those researchers obtained by the Statehouse News Bureau also shows more than $500 million of that, over 81% of the overall benefit, would go to Ohioans making more than $200,000 a year, with people under $100,000 a year getting 7.3% of that benefit. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The village of Jamestown will make improvements to its drinking water infrastructure with the help of low-interest loans from the Ohio Water Development Authority. Jamestown is approved for two loans worth over $1.6 million. $650,000 will be used to replace aging water meters throughout the village. $1 million will be used to design a new water treatment plan, raw water line, and supply well to replace aging infrastructure and improve treatment performance. If not for the Miami Conservancy District's flood protection system, last week's rainfall could have caused disastrous flooding around the region. New data from the district finds that four dams, Inglewood, Lockington, Taylorsville, and Huffman, held back a peak volume of 5.1 billion gallons of water during last week's storms. As of Monday, all dams have returned to normal and are no longer storing water. Miami Conservancy District's five dams altogether can hold a total of 274 billion gallons of water. That means that 2% of the flood system's capacity was utilized during the storm. The dams were engineered to manage water levels comparable to those produced during the 1913 flood, in addition to 40% of water runoff. The historic 1913 flood was caused by 9 to 11 inches of rain in a 72-hour period. Ohio has not gone through with an execution since July 2018, closing in on 8 years, with Governor Mike DeWine issuing stays for all the executions scheduled since he took office. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that one man has been exonerated since.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost writes in his newest annual capital punishment report, the de facto moratorium the last 8 years has made, quote, a mockery of the justice system and of the dead and their families.
I am aware of the moral weight of this debate, but this is the law of the land.
That was Yost in 2024, but Governor Mike DeWine has hinted at taking an even stronger stance against the practice of the death penalty. And now, capital punishment opponents like the ACLU of Ohio are asking DeWine to grant some death row inmates clemency or commute their sentences before leaving office. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Wright State University is expanding its nurse training facility. According to administrators, the $6 million investment better equips them to educate more than 700 students by the 2027-2028 academic year. Provost Jim Denison says it also enables the school to meet projected workforce needs in acute care, primary care, behavioral health, and specialty practice.
Ohio is projected to have 30,000 new healthcare positions within the next 5 years, and more specifically to nursing within the 16-county area and annual openings of 1,200 positions.
The two-year project will expand laboratory, simulation, and clinical training spaces in the School of Nursing's Learning Resource Center in University Hall. Wright State's program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education and approved by the Ohio Board of Nursing. Looking at the weather, we've got some partly sunny conditions today with a high near 82, but it is going to drop down to cooler temps in the evening. But that's mostly because of some showers and thunderstorms coming after 2 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. So still fairly warm out there with those spring temps and spring rain. You know what they say, April showers bring May flowers. So hopefully coming forward, the spring will start to brighten up a little more and we'll get to hold on to those temperatures. But not quite yet. As we look at the weekend, we do have showers likely coming throughout that weekend. But we do have some higher temps, including Saturday with a high near 79. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Shay Frank.